As this liturgical year draws to a close, the church wants us to reflect on the day when the world will come to an end and Jesus will return just as he said he would, in final glory. Even though the readings are apocalyptical, we need to keep three things in mind. First, there will be an end time. Second, we can't stop it from coming. Thirdly, we don't know when it's going to come. Scripture says only the Father knows, but if we live our lives as true followers of Jesus, we have nothing to fear. But before I go on, I would like to share a story with you that I ran across not too long ago, and I think it fits well in today's gospel. Some time ago, a movie opened with a businessman looking out his office window, and he was looking at people buying the morning paper. As he stood there, he thought to himself, "What if I could buy tomorrow's paper today?" He thought of all the business opportunities that would be available to him. And then something strange happened. A stranger came into his office and offered him tomorrow's newspaper and said, "I decided to grant your wish." Well, the rest of the movie dealt with what happened to that businessman as a result of that knowledge and how that knowledge changed his life in a remarkable way. So what does this story have to do with you and me here today? Well, in a sense, Jesus does something similar in today's gospel. He gives the disciples a glimpse, as it were, into the future. Specifically, Jesus foretells the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, and that event took 40 years later, when the Roman armies attacked Jerusalem and destroyed the temple. And for the Jews, the destruction of the temple was equivalent to the end of the world. And again, as this liturgical year comes to a close, we need to reflect on that day when the world will draw to a close and Jesus will come in final glory, just as he said he would. You know, there are many preachers who predict that the end of the world is near. Listening to them is sort of scary at times. But some of them have some credibility. There are things happening like the proliferation of nuclear weapons and other weapons of destruction. There's abuse of our environment, natural disasters, and international and national political unrest of all kinds that are pushing our world and our country and our city into a dangerous zone of who knows what. The gospel invites us to reflect on the end of the world, all right, but not in an atmosphere of panic, not in an atmosphere of fear, and not in an atmosphere of impending doom. The gospel invites us to reflect on what's happening in the world in the true atmosphere of Christian commitment and confidence. Our Catholic Christian commitment needs to reflect in an atmosphere of Jesus' teaching that we use our God-given talents, our gifts, and our natural resources, not for selfish purposes, but for the purpose of spreading God's kingdom here on earth. We need to help the poor and the needy and the displaced so that today may not be a burden for them. Remember the gospel of the Sermon on the Mount? from the readings from several weeks ago. Jesus tells us how to be a beatitude people, that he wants us and expects us to be. And if we are a beatitude people because we are followers of Jesus, we have nothing to fear on that last day. On the contrary, after the apocalypse, we will have every reason to rejoice. We'll have reasons to sing, and we'll have reasons to shout for joy, because we will be in the divine presence just as he said we would. When we maintain our Christian commitment, when we maintain our Christian confidence, we have nothing to fear.